Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Tap Talk. I'm Kylie, this is Haley. We have a lot to talk about because this week was AEW Grand Slam week. We saw a lot of great matches, a lot of cool things. But first and foremost, we have to start with the news. The Acclaimed are brand new AEW World Tag Team Champions. They finally beat Swerve and Our Glory. Haley, what did you think of the match?
I really loved the match. I don't know if I loved it more than the first, but I thought it was really good. I'm so happy for them. They're the first homegrown team to come out of dark to become tag team champions, and I think that's great that AEW is starting to kind of push these homegrown talents. I think that's wonderful, and I'm so happy for them. It was definitely their time, and
yeah, I was super happy for them, too. I was really glad they got the win in New York. Part of me still thinks they should have gotten the win at All Out because I think the crowd was just a little bit hotter than New York just because it was – I think for All Out, it was a little more unexpected that the Acclaimed would be in a place where they could win, and here it was basically a given that they were going to win. That being said, I thought the match was great. I also think AEW is in a place now where they have to start pushing homegrown talent because so many of their like homegrown guys are now these like big stars. Someone had brought up Jurassic Express, but I just have to say Jurassic Express had teamed for like months before AEW. So like homegrown, yeah, but like not like the Acclaimed who are put together straight out of dark. Max Caster is like straight out of Creative Pro. So it's like, They're homegrown guys. I'm super excited. The crowd was so into it. People online were so into them. I don't know. I just love the idea of them as champions. And I love that maybe they're going to move into something with FTR. I don't know. Regardless, I think this is, I don't know. It feels like a fresh start for the tag division.
It really does. And I feel like as much as the crowd didn't expect it at All Out, I feel like Tony was much of the same. Like he didn't realize not what he has with the Acclaimed, but like the caliber that the Acclaimed is at, you know, like you just didn't expect it. But I'm so happy that they're tag champs. I can't wait to see what they do. Oh,
I've always been a fan of the Acclaimed, and a lot of people didn't like them, especially back when they were feuding with Darby and Sting and they were doing like the Trash Day rap and like emo raps and things like that. But I still loved them. And I don't know, there's something so special about them as baby faces. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just so in love with the Acclaimed. This was just a well-deserved win. And I think Bowens has always been, like, an exceptional wrestler. I think he's improved a lot, though. I think Max Caster, though, in terms of, like, most improved in AEW, he's got to be, like, the top of the list.
And just some of the things he was doing in this match, great. I love Max Caster. I feel like... And, you know, a lot of people will sit here and say, oh, the Acclaimed's overrated. And people still don't like the Acclaimed to this day. I don't understand you, but that's okay. But I think Max Caster and Bowens, but yeah, I think Max is definitely on my underrated list.
Yeah, and I've always said it, he's deceptively big. I've met Max Caster a couple times. He's a big dude. You just don't realize it when he's in the ring because he doesn't wrestle like a big dude, but he's tall and he's kind of bulky.
Well, especially when he's up against like bigger guys, like proportion-wise, like it looks off, but he is big, yeah.
I love the Acclaimed. I want them to have a long title run. I want them to be champs for ages and ages. I don't know. It might not happen. It probably won't happen because AEW doesn't really do that for tag teams unless you're the Young Bucks or just the Young Bucks. But the Acclaimed versus the Young Bucks, the Acclaimed versus FTR, the Acclaimed versus the Lucha Bros. Like, there's so many high caliber matches they can do that will really continue to elevate the Acclaimed because they still have room to grow despite being world champs. Like, there's still a lot of room to grow, and I'm just excited for it.
Me too. And even though Swerve and Our Glory lost, I'm excited to see this push for Swerve in singles. Mm-hmm. I think they need to put the gold on him ASAP. I can't wait to see where they go to. I know they lost, but it's not the end for them.
I thought and I was thinking about this the other night because Christian is out with an injury. I can't remember the injury, chest or something. I don't know. But like Swerve as a heel versus Jungle Boy, like the new Jack Perry Jungle Boy, I think that's a great place to just stick them and just keep them held there. Because the world title is like, it's basically MJF soon. Like, that's a given. And, like, Wardlow, like, Swerve versus Wardlow is great, but I think there's more for Wardlow to do. So just, like, stick Swerve in something good and get him established. I don't know what you do with Keith Lee.
I would love to see him move into a program with Wardlow, though. I think Wardlow needs, like, his next steps from here. He needs, like, bigger feeling matches. So, like, a Keith Lee or... literally anybody. I feel like, you know, there's so much more for him to do. So maybe we do that. I don't know.
Yeah, he needs to wrestle up is what I guess.
Yeah.
The story here.
Bigger guys, not smaller guys.
Yes. So moving out of the Acclaimed to FTR. FTR was actually on TV for a brief second, which was
so shocking.
Mind-blowing. Shocking, I know. But they were. They were confronted by the Gun Club, who are still called the Gun Club now, even though their dad's not with them. I think they're still called the Gun Club. Anyway, basically my conclusion was, one, FTR is definitely like they're setting up the push for FTR. Two, the Gun Club is better without Billy Gunn.
Why was I thinking the same thing, to be honest? I felt like he was kind of holding them back.
I think he was too. And that's wild to say. And I like, Billy Gunn belongs in the Acclaimed, not with his own sons. I was so confused because the Gun Club does kind of have like a D-Generation X kind of energy to them, like that just bratty, like annoying frat boy energy. And like Billy Gunn, like he should fit there, but he doesn't. He belongs with Anthony Bowens. These two belong completely on their own. Yeah. It's sink or swim for the Gun Club at this point for me.
I agree. They were very annoying to me at first, but I've come around, you know?
The peak with, you know, during the pandemic with Sheeta and Sheeta's robe and like Austin Gunn just being like Sheeta's fanboy. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I can get behind this dude. And then they put Colton in there. And I was like, ooh, something's not right here. And I didn't vibe with the Gun Club until this week. They're confronting FTR and suddenly it's clicking and like, I get it.
You know, I agree. I'm interested to see where they go from there, but FTR.
I think there's something really interesting about FTR is like the super honest, transparent, wholesome dudes, and like the Gun Club, who are just like annoying. I don't think the Gun Club beats FTR here. Like, But I think it'll be, I think it'll really help the Gun Club get established, because their feud with the Acclaimed was, it was good, but it was for the Acclaimed, and you could tell. I think this will be for the Gun Club, you know, coming out of it losing, but still being elevated in a way. And FTR needs something, because my God.
And if they're moving to get a push, we need to see them on TV again. It's been too long. They were number one contenders for the titles for how many weeks? I know it's a running joke online. But yeah, they definitely need a win here.
And I love FTR actually bringing it up on TV that they've been number one contenders for so long and got nothing. I thought that was so funny. And I love that they presumably just walk around with all their belts.
I know.
Like, because they get heavy. Like, I would put them down, or to have, like, a wagon and, like, wheel them
around. A wagon!
They're just carrying them like this.
They just carry around one of those, like, clothing racks, but they just put their belts on it and just, like, wheel it around.
Yeah. Like, the hotel, like the bellhop's, like, their thing.
Yeah.
Listen, FTR, take our advice. You don't have to carry those heavy belts.
Or, you know, like, the John Cena, like, title shirts? Like, we need one for FTR, but just with all the title belts on them.
They need that.
They do.
Because they're going to lose them. Like, you can't walk around with three belts and, like, keep track of all of them. Chris Jericho.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Lost his at a steakhouse. Yeah. Regardless, FTR on TV, where they need to be. I don't know. Like, we haven't got any news about the Elite suspension or anything. So I don't know when the Young Bucks are coming back. But when the Young Bucks come back, we need to do Young Bucks FTR again. I don't know how you make it work, but you do it. You make it work, because I think FTR, that's like, that story is like their next step. And it's, the Gun Club's cool, but like, FTR needs to beat the Young Bucks.
And I think I'm kind of glad, looking back on it now, that they haven't pulled the trigger on that match yet. I mean, I thought they were going to when the Bucks won the titles for the second time. I was like, oh, it feels obvious. But I feel like it's really kind of helped rejuvenate the tag division in a way, holding on to that and kind of pushing these other teams and having matchups that, like, you know, are a little unpredictable and things that we wouldn't normally have. I miss the Young Bucks, though, but I like this new tag division that we're moving into, where it's not just completely centered around the Bucks.
You know what? I agree. I think the Acclaimed are really, like, the pioneers of this new wave. And I think we've gotten to a point in AEW where the company's old enough that we can start that cycle of bringing in like the next generation, quote unquote. And you know what? I agree. Not that I think the Young Bucks, anything that happens with the Young Bucks should have happened, but I think the suspension of CM Punk and the Elite has kind of been a blessing in disguise for AEW, just because they've been able, there's so many open spots and they've been able to like really push guys into those spots. So I don't know when their suspensions are over. I don't know anything about what's going on there, but regardless, I think AEW has really proven that they're just fine without CM Punk, just fine without the Elite. And that is such a relief.
Well, and too, like, you know, the Elite are not going to be around for much longer. So this is kind of like a necessary step, and I'm glad they're pulling the trigger now rather than waiting until the last second, you know?
So yeah.
I'm happy that they have people that are stepping up and really helping bolster AEW right now.
Yes, I agree. Speaking of people stepping up, Hook and Action Bronson.
Okay, this match, I was not expecting a lot. I was like, oh, it's going to be fun, you know. I was not expecting much, but Action Bronson.
I loved it.
Incredible. Because, you know, sometimes when celebrities get into the ring, it's like, oh, it's, you know, a pop. Mm-hmm. And it's going to do a lot for the company and the brand. But, like, it felt like he was meant to be there.
Yes, it did. And,
like, I mean, he was moving in the ring. Like, he's fast. Like, I was not mm-hmm. expecting that for a bigger guy. Like, he's fast.
Yeah. I loved this match. I think, and I tweeted this, I think it's, sometimes I watch Hook and I feel like a mother, and I watch him and I'm like, wow, we could potentially have like 20 years of this guy just getting better and better and better, and he's already this good now. Like Hook, I think he's a gold mine for AEW if they can keep him, which I'm not implying anything. But listen, if AEW has a Hook for 5 years, okay, let's say he's got a 5-year deal, whatever, like the arc of a Hook over 5 years, like Hook is already so good and he is just going to get better and better. And like seeing him in this tag scenario where it's kind of a serious match, but not really, like it's clearly a showcase for Hook and Action Bronson. He really shined. And I was like, wow, he can do singles. He can do tag. Is there anything Hook cannot do?
I'm throwing that to, like, I don't know. And the fact that he's only 23 years old, that's insane. We have so much time left with him. And really from the start, I've felt like he's one of those wrestlers. And, you know, he has wrestled, like, not professional. Like, you know, pro wrestling as we see it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a little bit different. But he's really stepped up and he just gets better every time he's in the ring. And even now, I feel like he's such a star. I feel like every time he's on screen or anytime he's in the ring, like he just captivates the audience. And like you said, that's a real goldmine for AEW if they can capitalize on that and really push him.
Yeah, I'm always so surprised by Hook. And it's not like he's not doing anything like drastically different from what other wrestlers do, but he's so clean mm-hmm. and like he really understands his role and also like his character. And he's just so aware of the crowd. And that's something that young talent don't normally get until they've had a lot more experience, like relating to the crowd, playing to the crowd, really remembering your character and like what you're supposed to do, how the crowd's going to look at what you're doing. Like it's that kind of stuff that wrestlers sometimes never get. Like there's a lot of wrestlers who are like top tier in the ring, but they don't never make that connection. And Hook, like at his debut, he got it immediately. Yeah. He's just an entertainer. It's great.
And it's crazy because even before he had his like in-ring debut, like everybody just loved Hook. Like just seeing him on TV, everybody just kind of like, I don't know, it's a weird thing and it doesn't happen a lot, but TK, please know what you have in Hook and keep him and push him to the top of your division.
And this is going to be like a bold comparison, but like bear with me. He understands the entertainment side of wrestling in the same way guys like Tanahashi understand the entertainment side of wrestling, or like Kenny Omega or Jay White or like any of these big entertainers. So I'm super excited for Hook. I'd love to see him in 2023 move into like, I don't know, like you could even stick him with MJF. Like he's not going to win, but like you could stick him in there and like see if he can hang with the quote unquote like pillar of AEW.
I would like to see that actually.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's being pushed towards like a top spot in AEW. So I would love to see that. I feel like the fans would hate if he lost, but that would be such good heat on MJF. Like,
I know.
It'd be great for both of them, really.
Yeah, I'm just, and Hook, I don't think he's like built for factions.
Yeah.
Like we saw with Team Taz. But like if he had to be in a faction, Blackpool Combat Club.
Perfect.
Hook and Daniel Garcia as a tag team. Like, tell me that wouldn't be gold.
Kylie. Wait. Oh, I would love that. Ooh. There's so many potential matchups there too. And if the Acclaimed, in a dream scenario, if this happened and the Acclaimed were still champions, imagine that match. Interesting.
You heard it here first. So if Tony does this, just know that he stole it from us. This is our copyright, our intellectual property. Going back to Blackpool Combat Club before I go off on a tangent. Blackpool Combat Club, and I don't want to get too far off of like what we've planned for this episode, but with Claudio losing, with Moxley being, you know, world champ, but Danielson losing, which I agree Danielson should have lost, but Blackpool Combat Club needs something cool like that.
They do, and I feel like they're, as a faction, like, you know, they're all seen as like top guys that kind of like, you know, they can take these losses and like be fine. But like, if you're positioning them as like these like really tough, you know, performers, I don't know. I feel like they do need something to kind of shake it up a little bit. I mean, or you know what? Put Jamie Hayter in. We need her.
Yeah.
Put Jamie Hayter in.
My biggest conclusion is get them away from Jericho and they'll thrive.
ASAP. Thank you. That's our big conclusion for anything that Jericho is involved in. That we like, get him away, please.
He's Ring of Honor World Champion now. Like, that's his send off away from Blackpool Combat Club.
Honor on TV, please, and thank you.
Yes. Well, now we have Wheeler Yuta like getting confronted by MJF. So I hope that's a sign that Blackpool Combat Club is moving on from JAS. It's really played out and they need to just do something else. Anything else.
Please.
Also, push 2.0.
Listen, I love 2.0. And they're another team that, like, really used to bother me. But I'm coming around. I love them. I don't know. In this match with Hook and Action, they were so great in it.
They're great promos, too. And it's like, they have all these online exclusives and things, and they have great Twitter presence. And I'm like, Tony, listen to me. He won 2.0 over the crowd with the sports entertainers. Like, that just, the crowd loves that. And the crowd loves these guys. Like, JAS needs to go. All of it. Goodbye. Chris Jericho and Jake Hager can go and do their own thing. But I feel like the Inner Circle worked and then it didn't, and now every group that Chris Jericho has, I just feel like he's holding people back.
Yeah, it's really only to help him. And he doesn't need help. Like, you're Chris Jericho, you don't need it.
And the Inner Circle worked, and I understand why you would want to do that again, to replicate it, see if you could, but like, I don't know, I feel like this, the JAS, with the exception of Jake Hager, I feel like all of those guys don't need the rub from Chris Jericho. Like, there are, like, they were put into the JAS and, like, immediately outgrew it.
And they did it all on their own, like, without Jericho. I mean, even the stuff with Garcia and Jericho, like, Garcia was already on the up and up before all of that happened. So, like, I
don't know. Yeah, and he was on the up and up because people wanted him in Blackpool Combat Club.
Exactly!
It's the little things.
If anything, Danielson helped him.
Yeah,
that's not my business.
So, let's move on before I completely go off on.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
A rant about JAS. Darby and Sting still tag teaming it up against House of Black, which I don't know how we're going to prioritize this, but basically, let's talk about Buddy and then we'll talk about Muda.
Okay.
So, like minutes before we decided to film this, we're filming this on Sunday, by the way, because I'm getting a hurricane and Haley's busy working and like we're doing our best here. Anyway, Buddy Matthews, done with AEW ? House of Black disbanded ?
See, I was really hopeful that when Malakai was taking his break for himself, I was like, oh, you know, like this is an opportunity for Buddy and Brody to step up. I didn't think at the time there was a reason for the House of Black to disband. I think as a faction, they're so cool and they're so great and I love them. And I'm still team Julia Hart should leave the House of Black, but we don't know, you know, his reasoning behind this and, you know, anything that's going on really. But I'm always pro do what's best for you and your mental health and everything like that. That always comes before wrestling. So if he needs a break, he deserves one and he should take that. But I hope it's not the end for the House of Black, selfishly.
Yeah. I love the House of Black and I had so much hope for them. And I think one of the reasons why the House of Black has really kind of dropped off for me is when everyone was just in a holding pattern waiting for trios. Yeah. And I think the endless feud with Death Triangle, like, I think it hurt both of them. And then Death Triangle winning the trios belts, which by that point, Malakai was like on his way out. So I don't think House of Black should have been given the belts. But I think it's just the lack of creative energy given by Tony Khan to House of Black and to Death Triangle and to Dark Order and like all these trios that aren't the Elite or Aussie Open. I think... And Tony Khan has a lot on his plate, and I understand, but House of Black was a slam dunk. Malakai Black was a slam dunk. Malakai Black versus Cody Rhodes, that was a hot angle. And that was the hottest Cody had been in a long time. And somehow it got screwed. Somehow the House of Black got screwed. But Julia Hart and Brody King being like a duo, I'm kind of here for. I think Brody as like a monster singles guy, I think AW still has a role for that. I don't know what's going on with Lance Archer, but if they're not going to have Lance Archer, Brody can slot into that role easily with Julia Hart as his like valet. If she's not going to wrestle as his valet. I just think it's such a disappointment that we didn't get, you know, we didn't get a trios House of Black. We didn't get a tag team House of Black. And so now we got Brody and Julia. And that's not a knock on Brody and Julia by any means. But I just think of all the wasted opportunities that with House of Black. It's like, I just want to grab Tony Khan and shake him and be like, what are you doing?
And if this is truly the end for them, like, how disappointing, seriously. But I also think that with so many kind of like mixed teams, like Brody and Julia could also slot in there. I would love to see them with like Kip and Penelope even, because mm-hmm. they've been doing stuff together again. Would love to see that.
Yeah, I do think that there's a precedent for mixed tag in AW, and I think that's something that a lot of people behind the scenes really do enjoy, because in the indies we see a lot of that. But like, we don't see it in WWE at a meaningful level. We don't really see it in AW all that much. But like, that's something that fans do enjoy. So you could do it with Julia and Brody. I'm just worried that without Malakai, that Tony Khan's going to be like, eh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. Throw him to the side.
Yeah, and this is the most interesting Julia Hart has been.
Yeah.
And like, her heel turn was so good, and like, her character is so good, and I just don't want her to be forgotten. I think it's hard to forget someone like Brody, because he's such a unique talent, and he's so different from anyone they really have in AEW. But I'm like, Julia. Brody needs to just grab Julia and just be like, just carry her. Like, don't say anything. Just bring her everywhere you go. Do us a favor, Brody. Do this for us.
Please. Because seriously, I was not a fan of cheerleader Julia. I just, mm-hmm. something about it just wasn't for me. But then we got like the emo cheerleader Julia, and I was for it. And like, now this kind of, she's like completed her like transformation, and I just love it. I think she's such a hot talent right now. And she's really improved on the mic and in ring, and I would just hate for that to be wasted, seriously. The women's division needs people like that.
Yeah.
Desperately.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, we had the debut of Saraya at Grand Slam, which I was so shocked. I was not expecting it, but Saraya, like, there's so many dream matches, but, like, if it comes down to Saraya elevating younger talent, there's no one better for her to elevate than Julia Hart with this current character. Because if you think about like Paige and WWE and Saraya and like things she likes as a person, Julia is like a very close equivalent. So that's what I want. If Saraya is going to, you know, elevate the young guys, like all these veterans want to do, Julia Hart, sign me up.
And it would be easy for her as well, and not too, like, because, you know, we don't know about the clearance and everything with mm-hmm. her injuries. But I feel like it would be a really easy match yeah. for her as well, so.
Yes. I think there's a lot of things they can do with the House of Black. I would like to see them stay as the House of Black.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means, like, they'll recruit members. I would love to see Julia step into that leader role and start recruiting more members, because I think there's a lot of like lost people in AEW that could fit there. It would be really interesting to see Julia kind of entice her old Varsity Blondes teammates into the House of Black. I would love to see her go into the women's division and, you know, get some people. And I don't know if Malakai and Buddy are coming back. I know nothing about any other situations, and I don't want to speculate on it. But if they do come back, coming back to like a rejuvenated, very powerful House of Black, and then going for like a world title, maybe, like, I think there's a story there. Then again, I don't know if Malakai and Buddy are coming back, so like, it's just fantasy booking. But I want the House of Black to be a thing still. I don't want it to just go away.
Same. And the fans are so behind the House of Black as well. Like, every time they're in the ring, nobody wants to boo for them. Like, everybody just wants to cheer for them. I love it, and I love the House of Black, and I really hope it's not the end for them.
I hope not. Tony Khan, I'm not going to rant about Tony Khan because I do it every week. But House of Black should stay a thing. Julie Hart should lead it. And they should take over AEW.
I agree 100%.
So, speaking of House of Black, that we had another big Grand Slam moment. So we had Buddy and Brody from the House of Black against Sting and Darby. And can I just say, Darby, I'm going to throw a theory out there, and I'm going to see if you like it.
Okay.
For the longest time since Darby has been, like, in the same circle as a House of Black,
mm-hmm.
I've always wondered if Darby was going to do a Julia and join the House of Black. And I think Darby and Sting is great, and they're great as a tag team. But I think I've just felt that Darby needs to move on. Like, he was TNT champion, and then he was kind of pulled out of that into tag with Sting, which, you know, people, you know, peaks and valleys. Not that I think teaming with Sting is a valley, but you understand, he's not in a title picture. I always just thought, like, the natural next step for him is, you know, a big shock turn, or, you know, just turning on Sting in some way, I think. And then it didn't happen. And so I was like, what is Darby doing? Like, they're showing vignettes of him with a body bag. Like, he's doing crazy stunts. He's hanging out with Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance. He's getting a spine tattoo. And I'm like, what are we doing with Darby Allin if he's not turning on Sting?
And, you know, I agreed. I felt like the natural progression for him would also be the House of Black. I think it would be really cool. And especially right now with everything happening with Malakai and Buddy. It could be really good for the House of Black. But yeah, I feel like the Sting thing has kind of run its course a little bit. I don't necessarily think that it's, I mean, I don't think it's hurting Darby, but I think it's run its course and it would.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It had to do with the time.
Yeah, I think it's really served Darby well.
Yeah.
I think he's grown a lot in the ring, out of the ring, teaming with Sting, because Sting's a legend. Of course, you're going to learn from him. But I think Darby, as like the, you know, quote unquote, like son of Sting, like Sting's little boy, like he's bigger than that now. Like, Darby's at the point where he could take losses and he doesn't lose a lot. And that's how you know someone's over. So, like, you need to reinvigorate him somehow. And with, you know, the great Muda debuting and Sting and Muda, like, having a moment, there's no better time to really take Darby and do something major with him. And I think for Darby, you can push him into the title picture. You can push him against Wardlow. You can push him against Moxley. But, like, we've been there with Darby. We've seen Darby as a babyface chasing a title. I think Darby Allin needs a shock turn. Like, I don't want teases. I don't want to see Julia Hart talking to Darby backstage. I don't want to see him and Brody King, like, having a heart-to-heart. I don't want to see any of it. I just want Darby to just cough and drop Sting. Just do it.
Pull the Seth Rollins betraying the Shield moment.
Yeah.
And just have him go full monster heel on Sting.
Yeah. Ooh. And then listen, and I don't, of course, I don't know if Malakai and Buddy are coming back. But, like, if Julia isn't going to lead the House of Black, Darby could. And then you could have Buddy or Malakai come back and, like, be upset that Darby has taken over the House of Black. And, like, there's a feud built in there. Like, and then you could also do so many other things with Darby. in the House of Black. I just feel like I don't know. Maybe I'm just projecting my need for Darby to do something onto the House of Black because there's like a huge
and there. Now, us not wanting the House of Black to disband, we're like trying to
give him Darby. We're saying Darby fits there. He does.
He's got the emo vibe down.
And I think and there's so many ways you could spin it. You could be like, I'm tired of living in Sting's shadow because Sting does the simplest splash and gets a major pop, and Darby busts his ass in every match and is always like just there with Sting. Darby and Sting. Like, there's so many things you could do with it. And like, he doesn't even need the mist. Like, he could just, because he just make the conscious choice to join the House of Black. And to me, that's more impactful. And I don't know where Miro is in all this. He's just, he beat Malakai and then he's just, bye. Like, I don't know. But, and then, oh my, who else could you put in there? And you could have him against Death Triangle and they could beat them.
Yeah.
For the Trios belts. Who else could you throw in there? Kip. Put Kip in there. Darby, Kip, and Brody beat Death Triangle for Trios titles at Full Gear.
There we go.
Book it. There's some, like, I don't know. And with the Acclaimed and like everything the Acclaimed were able to do now, I feel like I have a better understanding of what AEW fans can tolerate in terms of like shock or things that maybe like a talent who's maybe like in the mid card. Like, I feel like AEW fans are a lot more forgiving than I thought. And I think redoing the House of Black with Darby, with Kip, with Brody, with Julia, you could put so many people in there and they would work.
Butcher and Blade,
they would fit in there.
The whole like, SFO thing, I'm not behind. They deserve so much more. Put them in the House of Black. Put everybody in the House of Black.
I feel like AEW fans have a higher tolerance for like weird stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, they're willing to wait for an explanation, is what I'm saying. Or they're willing to really buy into something. Like, they were buying into the Acclaimed, who are coming out of a program with the Gun Club. They were willing to buy that the Acclaimed could have been World Tag Team Champions at All Out, which was weird to me, at least. So I feel like this is something that would be really cool. And if it will only work if Darby's there. You cannot do Butcher and Blade or Kip or anyone without a star like Darby. Yeah. And them turning on Sting and beating up Sting. It brings me back, not that these are like the same, but when Dark Order beat up Cody and Brandy and that big angle, we could do that with a new House of Black led by Darby. And they could beat up Sting. They could beat up, who else is Sting friends with? Miro? Muda?
Not Muda. Come on.
Sting. Who else is Sting friends with? I don't know.
Match. We don't need to take a bow.
Who else, you know, you could have Aubrey Edwards come out to, like, break him up. And you could have Julia going to town on Aubrey Edwards. Like,
ooh. Yeah.
Like, you need a big angle for Full Gear that isn't MJF. And, like, I'm, like, Darby to House of Black. Like, he needs it. He needs it. And House of Black needs it. It makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Book it, Tony.
Listen. Look at her. Both got water today.
Yeah, I'm the healthy girl. Overall, I thought Grand Slam was good. I think there was a lot of things that gave me a lot of hope for tag wrestling, for trios. I would like to see maybe next week or maybe sometime in October because it's spooky month. I would love to see something with House of Black. I guess that's my conclusion for this episode of Tag Talk. And the Acclaimed. The Acclaimed versus FTR, I feel like, is it in the future? Like, in the foreseeable future? But the Acclaimed versus, like, you gotta stick them with someone good, though.
Yeah. We've already done Swerve Not Glory. Like, what is there?
I don't know. Because I was
the Bucks are gone. I guess when they come back, but like, when is that?
I was going to say you could stick them like in a little program heading into the Canada debut with Butcher and Blade.
Yeah.
Or
that's something I do too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Acclaimed are over enough that whoever it is going to work because the fans love them. So what are your final thoughts about Grand Slam?
I enjoyed it. I wasn't sure if I was going to enjoy it as much as I did last year, just because, you know, there were a lot of surprises and things that happened last year, but I thought it was great, given the circumstances with a lot of the top guys out. I really enjoyed both shows. And yes, I think that we need the House of Black to do more. Please don't disband the House of Black, Tony. They give me joy every week. And please let Julia lead the House of Black. Thank you.
I second that. It's spooky season. We need the House of Black. Sorry. It's just a necessity. I also thought Grand Slam was good. You know, it's hard to top Omega Danielson, but the Acclaimed winning was a close second, I would say. I hate that we're already at a point where we don't see trios titles on TV, but we saw PAC, so that's okay, I guess. I would like to see a program for them, and then Best Friends is right there. Like, and Best Friends is going to be on TV every week, so make it happen. Like, do something with trios, because all of a sudden it's not on TV, it's barely mentioned, it feels like an afterthought.
Because it is, because it was made for the elite. And
listen, I think it's weird that Hangman Page is getting, you know, he won the, what was the name of the match? Like the Battle Royal thing?
Yeah,
I don't remember the name. But he won that thing.
Golden Ticket Battle Royal.
Golden Ticket Battle Royal. He won that thing. And I don't know when the Elite are coming back, but I think it's interesting.
I do too. I wasn't really expecting that. I was like, but then, like, as people in the ring started, you know, going, I was like, looking, and I said, oh, Hangman's gonna win.
Yeah. But I was happy about it. Like, don't get me wrong. It's interesting, though. But overall, Grand Slam for me was like a 4 out of 5. I really liked it. Britt Baker broke her nose again, like, or something. It was bleeding again. I don't know. But I thought that was great. I thought Saraya's debut couldn't have been better. Yeah. Saraya to House of Black. House of Black. What? Give me House of Black. Like, yes. As it should have been. Like, just tearing everybody to bits. Give it to me.
Perfect.
I don't need Miro getting spit with supernatural powers and then overcoming it. I want an all-consuming, all-powerful House of Black. If you're going to do supernatural spooky, do supernatural spooky. Don't half-ass it anymore, Tony. Please. All that being said, Haley, do your plugs before we completely derail.
We're already starting. Okay, you guys can follow me on Twitter at HaleyAnn_. You know, I post dog content, food content, relatable wrestling content. I don't know. I also am a writer and editor for Nerds and Beyond. I'm picking that back up again. So check out that if you like nerdy stuff, or I do wrestling writing over there. Also follow Romantic Wrestle on Twitter. That's Romanticized Wrestling with me and Kylie. We promise. We have stuff in the works. We are working on things. We are just
hurricane head in my way. Okay, I get a pass.
Hurricane. I got work obligations. Like, we're working on it. We promise we have some really fun stuff in the works. So please follow Romantic Wrestle on Twitter and Romanticized Wrestling on Instagram and all that stuff. But yeah, those are my plugs.
You can follow me on Twitter at Fuller_Kylie. I mostly post wrestling stuff. Yeah, the occasional selfie. Everything I'm doing, podcasts, whatever, will be on my Twitter. So just go check that out. Tag Talk every Sunday at 5 on Fightful Overbooked. Let us know some things you would like to see us talk about, because we don't want this to, because there's some weeks where, like, there's no tag news and we want you guys to enjoy the show. So let us know what you want to hear about. Like Haley said, Romantic at Romantic Wrestle on Twitter, Romanticized Wrestling. Maybe we'll do a House of Black thing. I don't know. Subscribe to Fightful Overbooked, like this video, comment, do all the YouTube things. Did I hit all the plugs? I think I hit all the plugs. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.